campers, and welcome to Ohio Mysteries. We will get to our mystery in a moment. I want to thank all of our supporters. If you would like to continue to see us grow, please make sure you hit the subscribe on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more. The best way to support us is to share our podcast with friends and family. Thank you for all of our supporters. And now, let's throw another log on the fire, campers. It's time for a new mystery. I'm your co-host, Steve Yoder, and with us, as always, is our storyteller and journalist who spent 30 years telling these kinds of stories with the Akron Beacon Journal, Paula Schleiss.
Hi, everybody. Holland, Ohio is a village in Lucas County, hugging the western border of Toledo. It's a slip of a place, home to maybe 1,700 souls. Its claim to fame is being home to Alexander Drabik, the first U.S. soldier to heroically run across the bridge over the River Rhine during a famous World War II battle, earning him a Distinguished Service Cross. It was also home to Joe the Plumber. You might remember him during the 2008 presidential campaign when he spoke up at an Obama appearance and ended up becoming the national poster child for small businesses. In 1995, Holland was also the home of Tammy Ann Fafard, a very troubled soul. Tammy was born Tammy Hill, and she grew up in the area, attending Northwood High School. She would have graduated in 1989, but by her sophomore year, she had discovered crack cocaine. She dropped out. The drug dominated her life. By the age of 24, she'd had four sons, all taken from her because she couldn't care for them. She tried to look in on them from time to time. They were all in foster care, and she stayed in touch with her mom regularly, but she just couldn't get control of her life. Tammy's fourth child was born on Christmas Eve, 1994, and it was during that pregnancy she learned she had cervical cancer. Doctors warned her to seek treatment as soon as the baby was born, but she never did. In 1995, Tammy and her husband, Sylvain Fafard, were living on Crissy Road. They had a volatile relationship, and the police had been called out more than once to break up a fight, which often left them both bloodied and bruised. They both used crack. They were both unemployed and broke. There was no phone in the home. She had no driver's license. Sometimes she sold herself to pay for her drugs. And sometimes she would disappear for a week or two, even three. In May of 1995, Tammy and her husband got into a fight over her drug use. She reportedly stormed out of the house without her purse or her shoes, just wearing a simple sundress. She never came back home. Tammy's disappearance wasn't acknowledged for half a summer. Not having had a phone in the house, it was hard for people to reach her anyway. And it wasn't until the middle of July when her mom, Margie Ingram, reported her missing to the police. By then, her husband couldn't even narrow down the exact date he had last seen her. In 1998, 3 years after she vanished, the Toledo Blade did a story on Tammy. They shared images that were the bookends of her life. In the early photographs, Tammy was a bubbly, healthy girl on the brink of adulthood, smiling and leaning on a wooden fence rail. A later photograph was her mugshot, taken at the Lucas County Jail not long before she disappeared, looking defiant as she glared at the camera. At the time, Detective Kathy Stooksberry said, "We know something terrible happened to her. Say what you will about Tammy and her problems. The fact is that she has four little boys who will want to know what happened to their mom." Margie Ingram accepted, even back then, that her daughter was likely dead. It didn't stop the longing to have her home so that her body could rest with other family at Lake Township Cemetery. Margie said, I don't give a damn why or who or anything like that, as much as I deserve to have her body. She deserves to rest. I want to rest. Tammy's husband spoke with the Blade as well. Sylvain Fafard acknowledged they both had a drug problem. It started off just on the weekends, you know, just me and her, he said. But then we were doing it during the week, and she wanted it more and more. Tammy started prostituting herself. She abandoned the tomato plants she had tried to grow. The camping and fishing trips that her and her husband used to take became a distant memory. He said the last fight they had was only verbal. She wanted more crack cocaine, and I said no, he said. It didn't get physical. She just left, walked away, he said. He said he didn't report her missing because she was off and gone for long stretches. Also, he admitted, I really wanted to get away from her. Tammy was a hair under 5 feet tall, weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, brown hair, hazel eyes. She had tattoos of a flamingo and a rose, though her family could not confirm the exact location of where they were. She'd be 51 years old today if she were still alive, though detectives are pretty sure she's not. There have been few leads on the case. One caller did tell detectives she heard a man talk about killing Tammy, but that tip led nowhere. Without a body, authorities cannot even declare Tammy a homicide. And there is no evidence of foul play, just a hunch. Typically, crack addicts show up begging for money from people they know. The fact that Tammy didn't spoke volumes, detectives said. If you have any information about what happened to Tammy, call the Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3151.
That's it for tonight, listeners. For photos, news clippings, and more on this and every episode, hop on over to our website, ohiomysteries.com. And like I said at the beginning of the podcast, share our podcasts everywhere. We are currently trying to reach our goal of being the number one podcast on killerpodcasts.com, which we currently hold the second most listened podcast there. I know you can help us get there.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.